From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Big show today. Peggy Noonan, political columnist and former speechwriter for President Reagan and the first President Bush, will be with us later on. But first, President Bush is in India this week. We're proud to report he's got a great idea. It'll give him a political victory in the news. It'll help with our trade deficit. It'll play to his Texas roots. Here's his idea: export more beef to India. It's genius. He got the idea, he said, when he saw pictures of all these cows walking around, no one was eating them.
Huh. Must not be good.
Yeah, that's what he thought. He said they have to be stringy or something.
Yeah.
As a special gift to India's prime minister, 40-gallon barrel of A1 steak sauce. So anyway, we wish him the best of luck, and we wish you luck, too, as you call in to play our games. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Irwin Birnbaum.
Hey, Irwin, how you doing?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, and Charlestown, Rhode Island.
You're calling from both places
at once? I'm actually calling from New Haven.
But you wish you were in Rhode Island.
Yes.
Oh, how typical is it to be in New Haven, dreaming Rhode Island dreams. Well, Irwin, let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, Irwin. How are you?
Very well.
Say hello to the co-author of the Washington Post Reliable Source column, is Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
And say hello to blogger, writer, and author of the forthcoming novel, Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Irwin, it's a pleasure.
Mine, too.
Irwin, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will now read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay, I'm looking forward.
Your first quote is somebody who was summing up a prominent person's week.
He is just one embarrassing video away from Paris Hilton.
That was the Hotline political newsletter describing someone who, like Paris, had to endure an embarrassing video being released to the public. Who was this unwilling video star?
That would be Anna Smith at the Supreme Court.
She's been in videos. I don't think she's ever been embarrassed. So no, this is someone who, there was a video released this week of this individual doing his job, and it ended up making him look not so good.
That would be the president.
Yes, it would be. President Bush. The video, of course, was of a briefing President Bush received before Hurricane Katrina. And it is embarrassing to him because, first, he's the most powerful man in the world, and he sat there and asked no questions at all. And second, he was warned about the New Orleans levees failing, even though, after the fact, he told us that nobody had anticipated that. A possible explanation for all this: during the briefing, he can be seen being a little bit distracted by his PlayStation Portable. You know.
I bet in retrospect he wishes he hadn't said the phrase levies schmevies.
Yes.
That one hurt him, I think. No. My prediction is politically that's going to hurt him.
Also this week, more bad news for the president. New polls came out with his lowest approval ratings ever, 34%. Although, and I'm sure he's proud of this, you know, 15 points higher than Dick Cheney. True, he's at 18. 18. As one blogger put it, only 8% more people prefer Dick Cheney than would be willing to eat a live rat on television.
Wow.
Here's another interesting true fact.
That's not popular.
The man that Dick Cheney shot in the face likes him more than 80% of the American population does. All right, Irwin, here is your next quote.
I am sitting on the small balcony of my hotel, and I'm watching a man dressed as a giant phallus screaming obscenities at a woman disguised as SpongeBob SquarePants.
That was the BBC's Matt Fry checking out what was, in essence, the recovery effort this week. In what city?
Oh, boy.
Well, let's work it, Irvin. Irwin, Salt Lake City? No.
I'll give you a hint, Irwin. This week, girls in the parade route, they wouldn't lift their tops for beads.
Oh.
They demanded housing
Mardi
vouchers.
Mardi Gras parade.
Mardi Gras. Yes. Right, the Mardi Gras happens where?
That happens in New Orleans, Louisiana.
It does. The city fathers of New Orleans made good in their pledge to celebrate Mardi Gras, even though much of the city was still uninhabitable. Besides the usual...
Luckily, all the giant phallus costumes survived the hurricane, remarkably enough.
Who knew? Your giant phallus costumes? They float.
Yeah.
And if I had to see one more FEMA guy riding a giant phallus down a flooded street, I don't know what I'd do.
Isn't that redundant, though? Anyway, so they had the parade. They pulled it off. All credit to them. But it was very mindful of the Hurricane Katrina disaster. For example, among the disaster-themed floats at this year's Mardi Gras parade, breach volleyball. Get it?
Right.
Insurance adjuster wrestling. And the barrel of monkeys float, which is, of course, a tribute to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Also... One T-shirt said, you know, show us your bosom, to be slightly nice about it. Show us your bosom. FEMA will send beads in 6 to 10 weeks. Which is pretty good.
That's an excellent one.
Yeah.
It's also optimistic.
All right, Irwin, your last quote is from a beloved television character.
All I'm saying is there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. We don't know everything, Andy. There's going to be things going on right down the Twilight Zone we wouldn't know nothing about. And I think we ought to stay clear.
That was Deputy Barney Fife from The Andy Griffith Show, the best-known character from an actor who died this past week. Who?
And his name... his name is escaping me.
Mr. Limpet.
Mr. Limpet, the amazing Mr. Limpet, the shakiest gun in the West.
Sorry, Dennis Weaver.
You're on your way.
I'm sorry, too, but that's not him.
Half a point.
He was drawing an absolute blank on his name. I can picture him, but I'm absolutely...
You can picture him bulging his eyes and sniffling while shifting from foot to foot?
Yes.
Okay. I'm almost tempted to give you credit because you can image him, but no, it's Don Knotts. Don Knotts was the gentleman's name.
Of course.
After years of practice, including a stint on The Tonight Show with Steve Allen, Don Knotts perfected his fidgety, high-strung, nervous guy shtick with the character, thank you, Barney Fife, Andy Griffith Show. His performance as Sheriff Andy Taylor's over-enthusiastic deputy won him 5 Emmy Awards. In an appreciation, the New York Times called Knotts, quote, absolutely flappable.
Possibly the most flappable man in show business.
Carl, how did Irwin do?
Well, enough, Peter. Irwin had 2 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on his home answering machine. Congratulations, Irwin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Irwin.
Hey, good job, Irwin.